We'll advance the cause of absolutely nothing with the June 29 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the rain report for the week of June 29, 2007. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. For many hams, the term BPL, broadband over power line, has become a tawdry subject. But there is some progress about amateur radio's ability to coexist with this technology. So says the 2007 Dayton Hamvention Special Achievement Award winner, Ed Hare, W1RFI. Ed is the laboratory manager for the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League.
The broadband over power line, how many people have heard of it? How many people are sick of hearing of it? Okay, well, I won't dwell on this a lot, but basically it's a way of doing three things really: networking computers within a building, providing internet access to consumers. But the real focus now on BPL, and I think it's an important point worth hearing, is that the utility companies are interested in this for their own uses. Voltage monitoring, meter reading, video monitoring, equipment control. They want to set up Wi-Fi hotspots in some of these areas so utility staff can go there and access their networks. Although I might say it's not necessarily the wisest idea to use the grid to control the grid. Utilities want a smarter grid. I agree with that. And so they're looking to use their own lines to do it. Now, BPL manufacturers aren't here, but let's face it, some of the principles behind it sound pretty good. Broadband at every electrical outlet. If those were good wires, I think that'd be a pretty good idea. Broadband to rural areas. Now, I don't think Joe Farmer and his four neighbors are ever going to see BPL, but there is one company making some progress deploying BPL into rural communities. We're going to see a lot of in-premise applications where BPL, they'll run a fiber to an apartment building, and they might then run within the building over that building's electrical wiring as an alternative to running new wires. And there's a few manufacturers that are looking to get into that market, meter reading and all of these other things that they're trying to do now. In one sense, the league has been helping BPL be successful because we've been working pretty hard at maintaining a strong presence within that industry to help them address interference issues head on. Now, the legal limits for BPL, 30 microvolts per meter, 30 meters from the source. Well, before I got involved, I thought, well, part 15 levels, those are really weak signals. Well, no, not really. That 30 microvolt per meter signal on 3.5 megahertz would be an S9 plus 16 dB signal. Now, if you had S9 plus 16 dB across the entire 80 meter band, would that be harmful interference to you? It would to me. So the quote, legal limits for BPL are actually pretty high. And the point that we've made to the industry is that meeting those limits is not enough. We've stressed to FCC and to the industry that you need to do more than what those minimal requirements are. The bottom line is any emitter must avoid local use spectrum. Broadband over power line, if it doesn't use the ham bands and its filtering is good enough, can be done without interference. But in a residential neighborhood, you have amateur, CB, a number of other uses. So until the industry completely avoids spectrum that's in use around it, there's a strong potential for interference. Well, look, this computer's an unlicensed device too. It makes noise. And even here at Dayton, surrounded by hams, it's not causing harmful interference. Well, what's different? Well, BPL occupies tens of megahertz of spectrum. It emits at the strong levels locally over quite a wide of spectrum. It emits 24 hours a day. It's on all the time. If it's an access BPL system, it might be built as big as an entire state. So it does have a different interference potential. Now, the NTIA predicts that at the FCC limits, in other words, on spectrum they're not trying to filter or protect, a mobile station will have interference up to 55 meters away from power lines carrying BPL, a fixed station 450 meters away. Now, how many people in the room have their fixed station 450 meters away from power lines? One guy. Oh, a couple. So.
Further than 450.
Oh, yeah, farther away than 450 meters. The hands go back down. So obviously, they need to do something. Well, what's the league been doing? We've been working with local BPL teams, where BPL is being deployed right now, to help them identify correctly interference issues or the lack thereof, equally important. We've been doing measurements in some BPL areas. The slide's a little out of date. We've taken the FCC to court over the BPL rules. Now, on I'm not involved with that a lot, but I'll offer my own personal perspective, is that one of the rules that they wrote involves mobile operation. And what the FCC said is that all you have to do if there's interference to mobile stations is reduce your emissions to 20 dB below those levels I just described. To a mobile station, this typically would be S8. And that's the only protection they're going to offer mobile stations for interference from BPL. Now, the rationale they use to me is even more chilling. They said in the memorandum order and opinion that at those levels or below those levels, communication is not reliable, and interfering with unreliable communication is not harmful interference as defined by its rules. Now, that premise could apply to nearly anything most of us do, at least some of the time. And the precedent of that rule and some of the other things that they've done simply can't be accepted, not just for BPL, but for the long-term impact that this could have on the way radio services are regulated. This shows you some of the tests we've done. This is a spectrum analyzer shot between 5 and 30 megahertz, and this particular system looks like it was operating over about 3 or 4 megahertz in the middle of that band. This went up to a level of right near the emitter of about 65 dB microvolts per meter. That was about S9 plus 40, 45 dB across that entire 3 or 4 megahertz range, and that system was actually operating about 20 dB above the limit.
You're listening to an excerpt from the 2007 Dayton Hamvention Talk by the Hamvention's 2007 Special Achievement Award winner, ARRL Lab Manager Ed Hare, W1RFI, who is optimistic that amateur radio and broadband over power line, BPL technology, can actually coexist. We'll conclude his brief talk in a moment. This is RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network.
Now, ARRL did a lot of work with the FCC in filings. These are some of the, just one example from the filing. We used one of the NTIA propagation programs based on VOACAP. And what I did in the program is I modeled in 100 watts to a Yagi. I modeled in the typical residential noise levels. And lo and behold, I found that on 14 megahertz in the daytime, that's a worldwide band. I never would have known that if I hadn't done the modeling. I then added 10 dB to the noise level. And when I added 10 dB to the noise level, it shrank from a worldwide band to one of limited regional coverage. I mean, if your noise went up by 2 S units, what impact would that have on your station? That's roughly 12 dB. I then programmed in the FCC BPL limit levels of 30 microvolts per meter local noise. And it went from a worldwide band to one of very limited coverage. If you had S9 plus 15 dB noise, how far could you communicate on 20 meters? Just as an example. Let me play a quick tape. Some of you may have seen this in the past. I'm going to play first a shot. This recording was made in Manassas, Virginia. They made a recording of an amateur QSO taking place. They were recording it from about 5 miles outside the BPL area. Now that appears to be a station from the south. If any of you can translate that for we Yankees, we'd appreciate it. Now, that was pretty clean. The same QSO taking place, this is a recording made inside the BPL area to a mobile station parked near the lines. Now, that was about S9 plus 10 noise level, again, occurring across the entire band. So, to me, BPL certainly has a clear interference potential. Now, this isn't all bad news. Over the years, ARRL has worked with the industry in a lot of ways. We've worked with the cable industry, the DSL industries, Homeplug, one of the in-premise BPL manufacturers. And within this industry, we've worked effectively with many, but not necessarily all of the BPL manufacturers. In many cases, what we're seeing, and Motorola was an example of this, we're seeing the same thing now with other companies, is they're not using the amateur bands. They're not using the amateur bands with about 40 dB of filtering. The pressures that have been brought to bear on this industry about real interference problems have caused them to redesign some of their products to work better. I went to Houston, Texas, and I took a look at the BPL system there. Now, there was about 30 couplers I'd looked. I parked my mobile right under a coupler. I tuned outside the amateur bands, and that BPL noise was loud and clear. When I tuned into the amateur bands, it disappeared. The noise was gone when I'm parked under a coupler. I also visited a local amateur station who had an interference problem. He told me it was fine now. I wanted to see for myself what he meant by fine. We swung the beam at the power lines outside the amateur bands. It was loud and clear. Tuned into the amateur bands, it was gone. So this is having effect. We're starting to see more of these systems deploying, doing much more than the FCC minimal requirements, but in ways that are not impacting amateur radio. We're going to continue to work with local amateurs on this. We're going to continue to work with manufacturers. I'd like to see them develop better regulations and industry standards.
That was Ed Hare, W1RFI, Laboratory Manager for the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League, excerpted from his talk given at the 2007 Dayton Hamvention. The Hamvention named Ed the 2007 Special Achievement Award winner for, and we quote here, his relentless pursuit of BPL interference documentation that helped defend ham bands. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990 through 2007, RAIN, all rights reserved. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.